We had a nice conversation centering around this with Professor Munyai yesterday. South Africa reacted with a mixture of concern and also calls for strategic planning. Yesterday, online BRICS expert Mika Kubayi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for joining us this afternoon on PM Drive.
Thank you so much.
Mika, first up, we looked at the comments of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. It's kind of like not only taking a dig, but subtly threatening the Global South and the BRICS economic bloc, warning them, we don't want you to be talking about or even developing a BRICS currency and for you to drop the dollar. But in retrospect, and in all honesty, Mika, Russia's been doing it for a while already, as well as China.
Well, yeah, that is true. Countries have been trading already in currencies other than the dollar. Russia has, continued, its sale of or trade in oil and oil products and fertilizer and a whole range of other products. And has actually done very well, for itself. Similarly, China, India, and others. I mean, even Kenya, for instance, understand buys, oil, in shillings, for instance. So, there are options, available to countries. That is not the big issue. Of course, countries are supposed to buy, and that's why there's currency. They use it to buy stuff. The issue isn't so much there. The issue is, the blatant bullying. It's unheard of. I mean, you literally say to countries, how dare you trade with one another without involving us?
But Mika, isn't that bullying? That's bullying, right?
Yeah, it's unheard of, right? To literally say to the basically saying to the whole world that you shall use the dollar, to trade even among each other, or else, right? The world does not have to use the dollar.
Yes,
it doesn't. It hasn't even always been like that. There was a time where trade was done in many other currencies other than the dollar. So the world doesn't have to use the dollar. Countries are free to choose whatever currency whatever means by at its disposal to conduct trade for the development of its people, its economy, and so on. Those are sovereign choices. You can't impose yourself on on others. The world does not owe the U.S. anything. It doesn't owe the U.S. the use of the dollar. It doesn't quite work like that. It was a very surprising statement, one that, I certainly, did not expect.
Mika, Donald Trump's approach in politics is pretty much his approach to his reality TV persona, his business approach. Kind of like Maverick, we will give you the orders, you listen to us, you accept. It's sort of like this top-down approach. Certainly this will not bode well for America because the economy is very fragile. They are really, really struggling. The dollar is reeling, and many anticipate that in a few years' time, it's obviously going to be a process, but in a few years' time, we will see the collapse of the U.S. dollar.
Well, I don't know about the collapse of the U.S. dollar per se, and I wouldn't want to wish demise on anyone or anything However, there's truth to the argument that the dollar has been waning actually even longer than there was BRICS. For the obvious reasons. I mean, economies, countries, states do not want to be dictated to all the time, right? And, have their hands tied and can't, have, maneuverability, with their economic levers. So, there must be options. You know, there are always going to be, these options.
But Mika, in all fairness, we've seen the trend in the last couple of years. I stand under correction, but I've looked at reports. And reports coming particularly from the BRICS economic bloc. Since around late 2021, Russia and China have started buying up gold reserves. And collectively, between these two senior member nation states affiliated to the BRICS economic bloc, they literally have close to 35% of the world's gold reserves, which they've purchased. And Vladimir Putin, as well as Xi Jinping, they've made no secret about the fact that the reason behind them purchasing up gold reserves is to prepare for the eventual launch of a BRICS currency that will financially and economically be tied to gold. And rightly so. That is how it should be financially and economically.
Well, there's more than that. You also have China, for instance, that issued, a bond in Saudi Arabia in dollars, right? For instance, China holds, is one of the biggest holders of U.S. dollar-denominated debt, right? You see, the BRICS countries, are not attempting, to, be belligerent, or gladiatorial, with the dollar. That is not, the intention of the BRICS bloc, to begin with. I mean, BRICS since 2009, when it first launched, I specifically said they are not trying to replace anyone. They are not trying to be bigger, or more than anyone. They simply want a change, a reform, in the global financial architecture and greater equality, greater equity, and representativity, and therefore legitimacy of the global governance system, multilateralism, with the United Nations at its center. Right? That's what BRICS has been pushing for from the onset, from the get-go in 2009, not de-dollarization or an attempt to be, a foe of, one or another. No. The promotion of trade among, one another, in each other's currencies, that's normal. That's natural, right? Why should, for instance, a relationship between, say, China and and South Africa have anything to do with the U.S.? It's got nothing to do with it, right? Why should, maybe say a relationship between Saudi Arabia and South Africa have anything to do with the U.S., right? If you want to buy oil, from Saudi Arabia, or you want to buy a motorbike from Saudi Arabia, why should it have to do with the dollar, right? I mean, those choices, for sovereign states, ought to be there, and, states ought to be able to, to utilize, to make those choices, at will. It's got nothing to do with the U.S. Countries in the BRICS bloc, and many in the global south simply want to be able to trade with one another in a way that is cheaper to manage, in a way that is stable, and also to access finance, in a way that is cheaper and, to manage, and service. And these are legitimate things. I mean, it's got nothing to do with the U.S. How, can other countries trade with one another, with each other? The U.S. simply does not feature there. So it's very surprising that, Donald Trump, would threaten, countries in that fashion out of the blue. I mean, I think it's unheard of. I don't think I've ever heard, of any president or even an American president doing such a thing. Normally, if they have a concern or an issue, it would be, communicated diplomatically, certain channels. I mean, he can just pick up the phone, and call, any one of the presidents of the BRICS countries. But to go and tweet, I'm not so sure exactly what the intention is there.
Very true. Mika, just in conclusion, South Africa's risk assessment and our attempts at de-dollarization. In other words, to de-dollarize or not at this point for our country in terms of the future of our economy, is it a feasible option for us immediately, or should we look at it as a process going forward?
Well, as I said earlier, South Africa or the BRICS countries or anybody else are not attempting to de-dollarize, but they're simply attempting to use their own currencies, right? In other words, their trade, their relations have got nothing to do with the dollar or with the U.S., or, you know, they're simply trading with one another. It's a normal process, right? It's a natural process. So there's this talk of the dollar. It has nothing to do with them. But the trade of the countries of the global south with one another or anybody else, nothing to do with them, and so on. But global trade, nonetheless, even with own country local currencies, does not exclude trade with the dollar as well. So, for instance, countries will trade, in their own currencies. They will also trade in the dollar or the euro or, the Japanese yen or the renminbi of China, and so on and so forth. They will have a basket, essentially of currencies or options, to do trade, with. That's all that, the world, well, the global south is really asking. That trade in the dollar be just one, of others.
BRICS expert Mika Kubayi, thanks so much for your time on the show. Much appreciated.